Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE third quarter 2013 results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct the presentation. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon and good morning to everybody. I am Ignacio Colmenares. Today, I am here with Diego Maus, our CFO, and Rafael Rico, our IR. I'm very happy to report strong results and happy to welcome new reference and stable shareholders like Mr. Urrutia and Comenge and Norges Bank. First nine months of 2013 are much more better than one year before. The net profit is 38 million euros, as you know, and there are four main reasons for that. First of all, a strong increase in pulp volumes in these nine months in 2013, if we compare with last year, and a good production and productivity of our mills. Second, a solid performance of our energy assets, and we have Huelva 50 MW, who was not here last year, and who is performing very well, even despite the energy reform. Because of that, we have a strong EBITDA generation, despite a pickup in cash cost due to the impact of the new energy measures, which is, I would like, a temporary pickup. I will revert to that later on. Because of that, we have a robust financial profile, including today, 246 million euros of liquidity and only 99 million euros of net financial debt. We are very proud to say that ENCE is today one of the most solid balance sheets of our industry. Proof of each, trading value of the bond and share price performance. Please turn to next slide. As mentioned before, net profit stands at 38 million euros in these first nine months of the year. We have 6% growth in pulp sales. We have a strong increase in energy sales, above 30% comparing to last year, and thanks to the contribution of the new Huelva power plant. You know that Mérida power plant will start on second quarter next year, and very soon. The prices have been good, and what is even more important, the prices will remain good because the demand is there, and the balance between supply and demand is there. Hardwood pulp demand has grown by 3% during these nine months globally. Moving on to next slide and continuing with sales. We have increased our sales by 6% in pulp till 463 million euros. The average price has been, during these nine months, 2% better than last year, 8 euros per ton, from 478 to 486. Regarding sales and market, we are also happy to communicate that we have been able to increase on these nine first months our market share in Europe, which is our main market. As you know, for us, it's much more cheaper and much more profitable to sell in Europe than to sell in Asia because of the freight rate, which is lower. Last year, we were in 15%, we are today in 16%. As you know, 18% of our sales are going to Germany, 20% to Italy, 11% to France, 18% to other Western European countries like the Netherlands, like Belgium, like U.K., like Scandinavia, and 9% in Eastern Europe, where we have a strong market share, and from a logistical point of view, is a difficult market for our competitors from Brazil. I would like to point out that we are selling only 15% to Spain, and out of this 15%, 50% of this volume is re-exported, mainly to Europe, by our customers. As you know, the paper industry in Spain is a big exporter, and this industry is exporting 50% of its production. The mills are performing well. Pulp production grew 2% with no CapEx, and pulp sales grew 4%, reducing stocks, improving the working capital, and because of this solid demand in the main markets. This demand will continue. Moving on to next slide. The prices were reduced a bit during summer, as it always happen, and they have started a few weeks ago to go up, and you know that we have announced at 800. The current supply-demand balance is expected to remain in the coming years, which will keep, I think, the medium-term prices close to 800. You know that two new mills are going to be on the market at the beginning of next year, Montes del Plata and Maranhão, which close to 2.5 million tons. But at the same time, the market has been growing during 2013, and the market will grow in 2014. These forecasts of supply and demand, who is at the right bottom of the page, has been done by RISI. It's quite conservative. We think that as the economy of the world will start to recover a bit, the growth of the demand will be stronger than in this chart. And we are not concerned about prices, and we think prices will remain solid on the next medium and long term. Going on to next slide, we can talk about energy. Electricity sales have jumped by 22% in megawatt hour. And in price, unfortunately, because of the energy reform, the price, which used to be 128, has been 117, although a much more better mix of generation, because the 50 megawatt power plant of Huelva is with biomass, with a higher price than all the cogeneration we have in our pulp mills. We are very happy and very proud about the performance of Huelva, 50 megawatt power plant, and the EBITDA is in line with full year guidance despite the energy reform, which is very important. Please turn to next slide. Our EBITDA. We had a strong EBITDA generation, as I said before, despite a pickup in cash cost due to the impact of the new energy measures. The EBITDA has grew 29% from 102 to 132 million euros, although the cash cost has temporarily gone up by 6% if we compare to second quarter and by 11% if we compare to third quarter. It is clear that we have a lot of things to do, and we can talk about that later on a bit. The evolution of the cash cost at the bottom of the slide, you can see that all the OPEX is stable, and we have mainly the impact of the energy reform, which is affecting by close to 37 euros our cash cost. And we have a lot of things to do. We have already started. Please turn to next slide. As I told you 3 months ago, presenting second quarter, we are implementing an employee reduction program who is going according to the program. We have to reduce by 62 the number of employees during this year and 24 more next year. And it's going to save us only 1.5 million euros in the second half of this year, mainly on the fourth quarter, and 5.5 million euros the full year 2014, and it will be an annual saves of 6.3 million euros. On top of that, as we said 3 months ago, we are replacing fuel consumption in lime kilns with gas. It is done in Huelva. We will do that on the first quarter 14 in Navia, and we are working on the permits for Pontevedra. We are optimizing energy facilities in Navia, in Pontevedra, and even in Huelva 50 megawatt power plant, where we have increased already the load levels 2 months ago. We have started to renegotiate, and we are concluding this renegotiation, the main logistical, chemicals and industrial maintenance services contract. As I said, we expect between 15 and 20 million pro forma of annual savings, and we will start to see that by the end of the year. On top of that, we are working in order to be able, on a few months, when we will know the full impact of the energy reform, to present you a full set of reduction cost programs we are now preparing, and we expect to be able to offset almost 100% of the energy reform. But it is clear that third quarter, fourth quarter, and maybe first quarter of next year, we are going to have a higher cost than the cost we used to have. The time all these programs start to yield. And I insist you will have the full presentation of that in a couple of months. Going on to next slide, you have the energy reform. We cannot say much more than what we say 3 months ago. Just repeating, the premium price will aim to achieve a 7.5 return pre-tax. The new ministerial orders will define standards of CAPEX and OPEX, technology by technology, and the standards will be reviewed periodically. As a whole, as you know, the impact in renewables is going to be 1.5 billion. We think as you know, that we have almost 25 million euros of impact in the first half of the year, sorry, 25 annual million euros on the first half of the year, and 12, and 25 more with the royal decrees of July. Then now we have, if you compare that with last year, 50 million euros more of cash cost due by the energy reform than 1 year ago, 50 million euros annual. We think that 10 million below, 10 million higher, that is going to be the full impact. We are working with the regulatory authorities. We are working with the consultancies the Ministry of Energy has appointed to do that. And if we analyze how is the law going to affect our cogeneration with biomass, our cogeneration with gas, and our pure biomass generation, we see that if we compare with last year, it's going to be between 35 and 60 million euros. And today we have already on our shoulders 50 in annual basis. Then we are not pessimistic. We don't think that the final impact is going to be much more higher than what we have today. But I insist, as soon as we will know the impact is going to be before year end, we will have a conference call, an extraordinary conference call. We will explain to you all the impacts, energy by energy, and we will take profit also to explain to you the full program of cost reduction we are working since July. These 15 to 20 million euros pro forma annual savings I mentioned before, it's just a part of it who is already going on. And we are working, I insist, with the idea of offsetting 100% of the impact of the energy reform. This energy reform also will allow us, according to the law, to do more biomass power plants in Spain. And we will then continue to grow and to accomplish our strategic plan. Going on to page 10, well, this company has a robust financial profile, one of the best of the industry, on the pulp industry. We had a good cash flow in these nine first months of the year, 155 leverage cash flow from operations. The main reasons have been the higher prices and the huge increase in energy volume despite this energy reform. The net financial debt decreases by 35% to 99 million euros with only 0.6 times EBITDA, which is, I insist, the better of the industry. Turning on to next slide. The best thing we have done this year is the issuance of these 250 million euros senior secured note, not only because we have no maturity till 2020 and because we have plenty of treasury and liquidity in order to accomplish our business plan once we will know and offset the impact of the energy reform, but it is because we have all the company working in what we have to do, is in reducing cost in order to offset the impact of the energy reform. All our financial team is now monitoring all these programs, and without these 250 million euros, they would have been to be on the market getting for financing. Then we are very happy because we have all the company doing what we have to do, offsetting the impact of the energy reform. Before ending, I would like to point out again that prices are going to 800 due to the solid demand. We don't see any problem on the market on the next 12 months. Secondly, I insist again, we will try to offset 100% of the energy reform, and on next call, I hope before Christmas, we will give you all the details. And this new legislation will allow us to continue growing in biomass generation in Spain. There is an opportunity in some specific areas of Spain where the energy is more expensive than in others, and there are assets on sale. Once we will know what are the exact prices of electricity, we will do the deals. Thank you very much for your time, and now we are open to any question from your side. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press now 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Our first question comes from Patricia Lopez from Banco Santander. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions, please. The first one has to do with the pulp prices. Do you foresee any additional pulp price increase for the month of November after the good statistics on global pulp inventories? And the second question is basically on wood cost. What are your expectations for 2014 in terms of those input costs? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Yeah, we expect the new price increases. We are analyzing exactly the figures. The figures were launched yesterday. It may be a bit too early for us. We would like to close the month of October and maybe do an announcement early in November, but we are still not yet sure. We have to get, first of all, the 800 in our pockets, and once we will have the 800, we will certainly continue because the market is strong. Regarding wood cost 2014, we have announced and we have implemented a reduction of 2 euros on the wood in July. We are not facing problems of supplies in now, nor in August or September or October, but the rainy season has not started. We hope to be able to keep those prices, while slightly above the prices of the first quarter, but we have to wait what happens with the rainy seasons. If the rainy season arrives stronger than previous years, well, maybe we will be forced to increase again those 2 euros. That means that we expect wood prices or lower or at the same level than today. And as I mentioned on the last call, we are not performing well on the transformation of wood into pulp on the mills. We are performing worse than last year, and we hope to be able to do that better, at least how we were doing that 1 year ago, and that will reduce at least 3 to 4 euros the price of the wood in our cash cost. Thank you, Patricia.
Our next question comes from the line of Antonio Lopez from Exane BNP Paribas. Please, sir, go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation. My question is related to the transaction of your forestry, of some forestry assets in Portugal. My main question is regarding the agreement that it seems that you have reached in order to buy some of the wood produced by that forest. If you can explain a little bit the details of this, which could be the impact. And the second thing is that if this kind of operation can be replicated for the rest of your forestry assets, and if we could see some additional transactions in Q4 or during next year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I would like to point out that this agreement is agreed in principle, but we have been forced by the Spanish authorities to say that on the third quarter results, and but the deal is not yet done. We hope it will be done. According to this agreement, Diego will explain you exactly the offtake agreement we have on wood, who is going to protect our Huelva mill, and we will do more deals like that. Not one every month, but maybe, as we said, when we sold, if you remember, Uruguay, we told you, well, now we are going to try to do the same in Iberia, but it's going to take time, and it's going to be deal by deal and small deals like this one. Then we think that this one is going to be finalized before the end of the year, and we are going to be able to do at least a deal of the same size next year, and then continuing. For us, it has no sense to invest in wood production when we have a WACC of around 9%, or we have a bond at 7.25%, when the forest companies are getting yields of 6 to 7%. Then we think that the best is that we divest, but we secure the wood. To secure the wood is important in Huelva, because Huelva has not enough wood, and we are, as you know, importing wood from Galicia and from overseas. If we sell forest assets at the northwest of Spain, we will not be concerned about the wood. Diego, could you explain him the agreement, the offtake agreement?
Yes. Thank you, Ignacio. Antonio, as we have explained, we have signed a letter of intent with an international fund in order to sell for 11, north of 11 million euros the Portuguese-owned assets, a transaction that we'll be formalizing in the coming weeks, in any case before year-end. And in addition to the sale, it implies the two additional agreements and contracts being signed. A first one is an offtake agreement by which we're going to buy the wood that is going to be produced by the hectares, as we want to guarantee the supply of the Huelva mill, and this acquisition of wood will be at market prices, so we will not see an increase in the cost of wood in Huelva because of the agreement signed and the sale of the asset. And secondly, we are going to sign also a contract to continue, as ENCE, to monitor and maintain the plantations, which will be positive in order to guarantee the productivity of the land and to reduce the capital expenditure related to it, as we will not be funding the plantation and the maintenance capex as we have been doing in the past. So in a nutshell, we are selling and we are structuring two agreements, an offtake at market prices and a maintenance agreement that will eliminate capital expenditure from our books.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio.
Our next question comes from Nilin Dias from JP Morgan. Please, sir, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I had three questions. The first one was, did you say that the impact of energy reforms this year would be 50 million euros versus 2012? 50?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when we look at 2014 versus
50 million euros on annual basis.
Yeah, correct. But that is 2013 versus 2012, correct?
That is... Sorry, can you repeat?
Would that be the same as saying that 2013 versus 2012, the impact is 50 million euros negative?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Would there be an incremental impact in 2014? Because your July reforms, even if the clarity comes later this year or early next year, they'll be retrospectively, imposed on you from July and not from the beginning of the year. So there should be one half year of the July reform impact as well next year. So therefore, should there be another incremental 6 months impact next year, or what would that be amount? What amount would that be in?
No, what I tried to explain before is that after doing a lot of numbers and simulations with what the law says in our energy assets with gas, with biomass, and with black liquor, we see that if we are lucky, instead of 50, it's going to be 35. And if we don't have luck, it's going to be 60. Then we think that we are going to be 10 million up or down around 50 forever.
If
we compare with 2012.
No. I hear you. I know you talked of 50 million with the plus or minus delta of 10 million. My question was different. My question was, while this is an annualized impact, have you annualized the impact of the July reforms? Because the July reforms are only for 6 months.
Absolutely. In our P&L, this year, 2013, you are going to have 25 million euros of the first reform and 12.5 million euros of the second reform. But on annual basis, that's 2 times 25, 50.
Okay, that answers my question. That's what I was looking for. So therefore, 2014, you'll have another 12.5 million impact.
If we compare with 2013, yes.
Yes, correct. Okay. The second question was, did you say that the total cost
just one question. But the speed of second half of the year is going to be next year the same, okay?
Yeah, I know, because you'll only have impact for 6 months, yes.
Now, today, on second half of the year, we have full impact.
Yes, correct. That's right. The second question was, did you say that the impact from the cost savings would be 35 million euros in total? I didn't get the number, so I'm just trying to clarify that.
I didn't set the number. Today we have a program we explained in details several months ago. And if you remember, this program is a program we think we are going to obtain between 50 and 20 million euros of annual savings, and we are going.
Sorry, what was that? 50 to 70, is it?
Sorry, between 15 and 20.
Okay.
Of annual savings, and it's going to take us several months to see that in our PL and in our cash cost, and we think we are going to start to see that by the end of the year. And on top of that, we are preparing other programs of cost reduction, and we will disclose them in full details at the end of the year when we will explain to you, once we knew it, know it, the impact, the exact figures of the impact of the energy reform.
Okay, understood. So is that why you said that these 15 to 20 plus the disclosure at the end of the year, that should totally offset the impact of the energy reforms?
Yeah, we are working on this direction. Yes, absolutely.
Understood. My last question is, when I go to slide 8, so on the right-hand part of the slide, you have a 15 to 20 million cost savings, which you talked about just a moment ago. In addition, on the left-hand side, you also have 6.3 cost savings plus probably a 7 million cost savings on the cogeneration facility. Is that over and above the one on the left-hand side? Is it over and above the 15 to 20 million benefit?
All this slide number 8 is between 15 and 20 million euros. All the slides. The employee reduction program and the key areas of efficiency projects.
So you're saying that the 20 includes the details on the left-hand side?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that in order to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have no more questions.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hope to see you before the end of the year with the impacts well known and well calculated, and to be able to share that with you. And we will present then all the cost reduction program in order to offset this energy reform. Thank you very much and good afternoon.